This battle in the safety room is going to be so much fun to watch this spring.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are live, all the way live, and we are ready to get after a happy Tuesday to everyone in the chat. We got people going to class. I'm saying cut class. We got to talk about this safety battle right now. That room is just chock full of talent, man. When I really dove into it, I really couldn't. I had to wrap my head around how deep that room actually is. You got some guys returning that need to take a step up. You got some new guys coming in from the portal. You got new guys coming in from high school. We're going to break it down every which way possible. Let's go ahead and jump right into it. As I'm going through these position battles that I think are the most important to talk about and look forward to for spring, safety has to be up there towards the top. And really, it's, I don't want to overhype it and call it an embarrassment of riches, because there's a lot of guys in there that have there's two P's out there. There's a good P and there's a bad P. Sometimes it's a bad P. The good P is production. There's guys out there that have really, really good production, and then there's guys that have a lot of potential. And potential has to eventually become production, but you got both in this safety room. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I tried to break it down. I looked at PFF, and one thing that I found interesting was, you know, PFF labels a box safety and a free safety as far as snap counts go. And when you look at it, almost all your top guys, it's split pretty even. So it seems like that position is relatively interchangeable. I don't think you have one guy necessarily like, and it could just be alignment, but it seems like either one of those guys could step down into the box and help against the run at any point in time. So that kind of makes things a little bit more interesting, because it seems like it could be any one of those guys fitting in any one of those positions. So all of the headlines that you get, all the headlines that you're seeing are about Anquan Fagans and Eric Winters. That's who everybody's fired up about. That was the big get, the big retention. You know, the coaches going and visit them in the offseason, the new staff trying to make sure that they re-sign, pouring a lot of money into those young safeties, getting those guys to come back. And I feel like we just completely forget about or don't talk about Caleb Harris. Caleb Harris is the guy, as a true freshman, that stepped in and just completely took over. That turned all of our heads, that got us fired up for the future. He was the enforcer of that safety room as a true freshman. And then last season, I don't want to say that he took a step back. I don't want to say that he had necessarily a bad season. He played the most snaps of any safety in that whole room. He just, the big plays weren't there. It felt like you look up at the end of the game and he's got 9 or 10 tackles, but how many of those big-time tackles behind the line of scrimmage, how many of those big-time jarring hits on wide receivers after the catch, knocking a ball loose? Don't feel like we saw that as much last year. And now you're going into year three, and I'll tell you what, you better bring your A game. You better try to find some of that 2024 form, because you have some young guys and you have some experienced guys too that are going to be chomping at the bit to play and to play a lot. So Caleb Harris, man, we really need to get – if we can get Caleb Harris back to 2024 form, I think that's the best scenario of all. He's one of the very few – number sciences that didn't take a big step forward when he goes from a double-digit number to a single-digit number. Again, not a bad year. I'm not saying by any means he was a failure last year. Just when you compare it, do you remember what's the biggest play that you remember from Caleb Harris from last year? I think he had an interception against Mercer. Chat, what was the biggest play from Caleb Harris last year that you can pinpoint and you can remember right off the bat? I really am struggling to think of one. I think of that Baylor game getting lost in coverage quite a bit, and then several times maybe even getting picked on in coverage. Auburn has had a lot of thumper safeties, it feels like. Auburn's had a lot of safeties that could come down and, you know, hit a running back out of the backfield, pick up a wide receiver with a pass in front of him. Very good with the ball in front of you, but struggle with the ball gets behind you. And that seemed to be like Caleb Harris last year. If the plays in front of him, he's really good, struggles maybe down the field. So that's an area of his game that you really got to clean up. So that's number one. I mean, that's a guy that's not getting any talk, and he was arguably the best safety in 2024 and played the most snaps at safety last year, and then he's not even in the conversation for the conversation of the safety rotation, it feels like. Need Caleb Harris to get back in that conversation. Need him to have a big spring and get back into form. Someone said he had a sack in the Iron Bowl. Again, possibly. I don't remember that. We can look that up here in just a minute. But, yeah, let's have a lot more of that. Then you got, obviously, your two headliners, which is Anquan Fagans and Eric Winters. And you almost have to talk about them at the same time. Like, you got to talk about them in the exact same sentence because they were brought in together in the same recruiting class. They're obviously big buds. And they were both very, very highly ranked. And again, I already talked about it at the beginning of the show. There was a huge focus on retention with those guys. Both of them played similar snaps. It looks like, believe it or not, very, very similar. 256 to 226. Eric Winters just slightly edging out Anquan Fagans. And it felt like I saw Eric Winters more. I don't know why that is. But Anquan played just about as many snaps as he did. Once again, the box and the free safety snaps seem to be almost equal. I mean, Anquan has listed as 84 snaps in the box and 86 snaps at free safety. And then Eric is 95 and 115 respectively. So both of those guys are going to want to be on the field. There's the coaching staff, I think, is going to want both of those guys on the field. How does that shake out with when you throw Caleb Harris into the mix? You got those two headliners and you got Caleb Harris into the mix. Guys, that's a good rotation right there. That's a good room. And then you throw in Champ Anthony as well, who's a senior. He's listed as a safety. He's really struggled in the first game. We were really excited about him. Struggled in the first game and actually like broke his thumb or something like that. Remember, he had to play almost with a club the whole entire year. I don't know that he has the ability to outplay these guys. I don't know that he's going to necessarily win one of these starting roles. But, man, having him when they got to take a breather, having him, if somebody gets dinged up, somebody that's experienced and has had that, the good P, the production, he's got the production that you can point to in the SEC. Man, you got that guy coming off the bench. That is four right there at safety that's a good competition right there. You could almost split those guys up on two different defenses and have some really good competition against, you know, first team and second team offense. Those guys make you better. Those guys make you better on defense. Those guys make you better on offense. Really, really excited. When you really dive in, that's going to be a very, very intriguing competition with just the returning guys. But there's some new guys coming in as well that we'll have to talk about. And we'll talk about those in just a second. But before we do that, I'm going to give a quick shout out to PayZoom. They're doing an awesome promotion this month for the whole month of March. Look, if you're a restaurant owner and you qualify, you can get up to $25,000 in free equipment. Again, if you qualify. So if you're looking to change your POS system, you take credit card payments, you need a new, you're thinking about a new credit card processor, you need to give Nate Ralston a shout, 251-648-7580. Do business with Auburn people. You can make the switch and save a ton of money at the same time. Give them a shout. It's PayZoom. And then also going to give a shout out to me real quick, Kyle Rush with Keller Williams Real Estate here in Auburn, Opelika, East Alabama. Doesn't matter. If you want to buy, build, sell, or invest, hit me up. Kyle Rush at KW.com. Would love to help you and your family. We'll be back right after this. So we're just talking about, I see some folks talking about Sylvester Smith. And yes, Sylvester Smith, I was going to put him a part of this conversation, but he took almost all of his snaps last year at slot corner. So he was basically your nickel guy last year. And I guess, I don't know if the conversation about nickel needs to happen with the safeties or if it needs to happen with the corners. But Sylvester Smith, he was primarily your nickel guy, and you could have some fun rotations. You could have some fun competition in there as well. Now, he's listed on the roster at safety. So, again, is a nickel a safety or is a nickel a corner? It may depend on the type of offense you're playing, but that's where he lined up primarily. He didn't take a ton of snaps at either safety position. It was mostly of his 290 defensive snaps, 209 of them were at slot corner. Okay. So that's why I didn't have him a part of the conversation. Now, there's nothing to say that there couldn't be some switches and some guys playing in different positions, but that's why I have him at primarily in the slot corner conversation. But there is a guy that we need to talk about, and his name is Fred Gaskin. And Fred Gaskin is coming to play the game of football at Auburn. And he's coming to play football at Auburn, and he's going to play safety. And I don't know how you're going to keep this guy off the field. I don't know where he's going to play. I don't know how he factors in. But he's going to be on the football field. Last year, he played 669 snaps on defense. Played 306 snaps at the box safety, 230 at free safety. Heck, he played 85 snaps in the slot. Gaskin is, he's one of those guys that you just call him a football player. He's just a football player. He's a guy that you're going to always find around the ball, always going to be having the opportunity to put in position to make a big play. Had two interceptions last year, a sack, a forced fumble, 53 total tackles, just a guy. Heck, even had a reception last year. He's just a guy that I feel like is going to be on the football field somewhere. When you're talking about spring, when you're talking about competition, this is his chance to really show he belongs. You know there's going to be a chip on this guy's shoulder and a lot of the South Florida guy's shoulder where it's like, I got to prove these folks think I'm I keep hearing G5. They think I'm not good enough to be in the SEC. I'm just a lower level player. I got a little chip on my shoulder. I got something to prove. When you got somebody that's got something to prove, they're dangerous. And when you got somebody that's got something to prove, that's played a lot of football, they could be extra dangerous. His size is going to be something interesting to deal with. Again, he's listed on the roster right now at 5'10". and I question the 5'10". If he's actually 5'10", that's fine. There's plenty of 5'10 guys. But I'm 5'10", and I'm not sure that he's exactly my height. Now, I'm not going to call anybody out for anything, but you know how football rosters are. Hey, you're going to add about 5-10 pounds, and you're going to add at least an inch or two. Regardless, doesn't matter how tall he is, dude's a football player. Dude's a football player. He's got something to prove. His name is Fred Gaskin III. He's wearing number 23 from Ocala, Florida, and he's coming to play football. And, again, a part of that competition, that makes that group so much fun to watch. And then you got your high school guy. That this may be the most intriguing guy of all, because he literally could be another Caleb Harris. And that's Demonte Tabb, true freshman, Thompson High School, Alabaster, Alabama. Again, same exact high school that Caleb Harris played for. Came on super late. He's one of those guys, probably didn't camp a ton, probably didn't flash at the, you know, all of the maybe the important marketing camps that are out there that get your name out there. But I tell you what, you put a helmet and shoulder pads on this guy, and he just goes and makes plays. You put a helmet and shoulder pads on this guy, and he's going to go out. He's going to have an interception. He's going to go out. He's going to make a big tackle. He's going to do something when you put the pads on. Last year, in his senior season, he had 11 interceptions. 11 interceptions in the Central Phoenix City game. You know, that was one of the biggest games of the year. That game honestly decided the state championship in 7A in Alabama. It says he had 3 interceptions in that game. And they won that game by 1 point. Had a 99-yard pick six. 11 interceptions. He only played in 9 games. So he must have had gotten, you know, banged. No, he played a full season. I'm sorry. That's just his interceptions. He had an interception in 9 games. 9 games out of 15. That's pretty solid. The dude just makes plays. He's very, very similar to Caleb Harris. You got to tell a guy that's a winner. He's coming from a winning program. Could he come in and make some noise right off the bat? Got really good size already. 6'2", 6'3", close to 200 pounds. I mean, that's everything you want and more at safety. Another guy, remember, if you got a little chip on your shoulder, undervalued, underrated, hey, maybe I should have deserved a 4 or 5 star. I'm going to go prove it. Everybody's talking about Anquan Fagans. Everybody's talking about Eric Winters. Why not me? I got my opportunity right here. Maybe I go take this job. I'm just telling you, man, this safety room has a lot of fun aspects to it. Has a really good chance to be one of the more fun battles to watch over spring. And we're officially 7 days away from spring practice kicking off. So really, really good stuff there. What do you guys think about the safety room? What kind of concerns do you have? The only concern I have in the safety room, again, I've mentioned it, I want to see that lurker emerge. I want to see that guy that erases every deep ball. I want to see that guy that whenever the quarterback drops back and the throw looks like he's throwing to somebody wide open, and then somebody just appears, that safety that just appears and erases deep balls. That's what I want to see. We got plenty of enforcers. We got plenty of thumpers. Want to see some of those pass, deep pass eraser safeties out there. Guys, I really appreciate you listening. Make sure you tune in, like and subscribe, share, all the good stuff. Comment too. I know you're in the live chat. Go in afterwards and comment when this thing posts. Those help out showing it to everybody as well. I really appreciate y'all jumping in on these lives every day. We're going to keep doing it as long as we can. Have a great day. We'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.